Tennessee plays host to Western Illinois. The start time moved up, and as it turns out, Garrett Crochet is not going to get the ball this weekend. If you would, just talk a little bit about the start of the season as well as a bit of an adjustment and some precaution.
Yeah, well, it kind of actually plays to the theme we've been harping on with our guys, is almost like a hockey team. Be ready for some line shifts, you know. We feel like we got a lot of depth, which is a positive at this point, as long as it holds up. But also, too, as a coaching staff, you'd like it to be a clear-cut deal, you know, who your leadoff guy is, who your left fielder, you know, whatever example you want to give. And obviously, Garrett is the most talented of our guys. He's the biggest prospect Major League Baseball-wise. But, you know, for now, it is early in the year, and he had a little bit of soreness just from really it being cold early in the year. He's got some flexibility things he needs to work on, and we want him to hold up and be pitching his best in May when we want to be playing our best baseball in May. So having dealt with the situation like this before with a guy like Max Scherzer, Matt Perk was another really talented kid I was around at TCU. We're just going to be cautious and make sure he kind of goes along the right steps that he needs to before we throw him out there against opponents.
Chad Dallas gets the ball to start the season for the Big Orange. Was this a situation where he was going to start tomorrow and gets bumped up a day, or is it the quintessential spot start?
No, it's quite kind of different. I mean, Chase Wallace had solidified himself as a potential number one in the fall, so you thought you had the obvious 1-2 punch with him and Garrett with the Sunday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday starting spots being available, but just with all the indecision and weather pushing us back last week, Chase threw on Sunday. We decided to just kind of leave Chase where he had planned on being, and we had planned on having him. And so that left the opening of tomorrow. Well, Chad Dallas is the guy who came in the game after Garrett last scrimmage that Garrett threw, and was probably the best guy of the weekend for us. And on top of that, he fulfills another theme we've had going with our guys is, you know, camaraderie and really supporting your teammates and having a sincere interest in seeing your teammates do well. That was the vibe they had going in the dugout against Clemson that was so apparent to the coaches, and we want to see that continue. Well, Chad Dallas is maybe everybody's favorite teammate. So not only does he have some ability and some other attributes going, but he's a guy that guys, I promise you, are excited to see pitch.
That's got to be a really neat feeling, because this is somebody who is part of the group of newcomers that joins the program. So in less than a calendar year, this is somebody who certainly has just hit the ground running when it comes to making an impact and becoming such a big part of the program in really a relatively short time.
Yeah, not only that, he was one of our last commitments. He's a kid who we recruited last spring. And I think when he actually signed his papers, it was the very beginning of May, maybe late April. So it's been a whirlwind for him, but he entered junior college at Panola, and their coach was so good to us. Coach Shelton has turned out a lot of guys, and normally guys are there for 2 years, but he was ready after a freshman year that was quite successful, and we were able to beat out some SEC clubs as well as some others to get Chad on campus. And yeah, exciting day for him, but we got him for 2 more years at the least, so there's many more days to come.
As far as the weather, the start time moves up from 4:30 to 2 o'clock, and with there being the conditions that there are, is there any shorter pitch count or ceiling on what you want out of pitchers today or even this weekend?
No, I think the pitch count is relative to where we're at in the season. I don't think you're going to see any starter really go more than 5 innings unless they are being really efficient, and that's just the nature of me and Coach Anderson. I feel like we see eye to eye and being relatively conservative with these guys and naturally build them up. And, you know, you saw it with Redman and some other guys last year. We don't mind riding guys, you know, come May or come playoff time. Garrett Stallings is a good example too. But, you know, early in the year, we were very conservative with Garrett, and even a couple times where I was kicking myself, we didn't use Redman. So we'll stick with that same theme of looking after guys. And the other thing it does is kind of open up, you know, opportunities for other guys that with those middle innings that they maybe won't have come SEC play. So it'll be good to run a lot of guys out there and see what they can do and hopefully come up with our best combination or sequence of guys come SEC play.
We've talked a lot about the competition that's gone on and the competition that will continue, perhaps even into SEC play as regards to who plays where and hits in what spot in the lineup and different things like that. How do you feel about being at this point setting this first lineup?
Yeah, I know. Could have used your help up here making the thing out. And to be honest with you, I've probably drawn up six or seven different ones leading into today. And really what we'll do is we'll have three different lineups, even if there's just a little variation. There's even some guys I'm calling up into the office this morning and letting them know, hey, you're not starting today, but you're going to start game two for certain. So we'll just mix and match. And, you know, if you win, you look smart. If you lose, you know, you leave yourself subject to question. But what I don't want is any regrets as far as giving guys chances to show what they can do in actual game situations prior to that conference play.
What has this last week been as guys know perhaps that playing time still on the line, still in the mix, that it's not something that's like you get to day one of the season, it's like, well, I'm going to be a reserve.
Right, yeah, it's kind of a bland answer, but it's a true one. It's been business as usual. I mean, these guys have been very consistent with how they show up, how they pay attention, what they do academically, you know, other opportunities we've given them either on or off the field. They've been a consistent group and haven't seen much change other than yesterday they finally kind of opened up. I mean, they were really, really excited about finally getting a chance to play an opponent, and you know, it was refreshing for me because I've been stressed out about many other things that go with, you know, being ready for opening day. And then ultimately as the head coach, I found out the hard way. If you remember that Maryland series, our first series here, you're kind of the head weather guy. You know, Frank and Josh are the ones leading the team coaching. I'm the head weather guy, and I don't know how good I am at it, but we're giving today a go, and I think the sun's going to come out. And with this turf, the field will play a little more, a little warmer than it normally would.
It is time to play that first opponent. Tell us about who you take on this weekend in Western Illinois.
Yeah, Western Illinois comes in, you know, really being led by two upperclassmen. The pitcher that we'll see today, Drake, is a very successful right-handed pitcher that had well over 100 strikeouts last year. He had a winning record. And obviously being a senior, he's an older guy. He's not going to be intimidated by this deal. And he's going to lead a group that, you know, comes in with a big old bullseye on an SEC team's back. I mean, that can really add some momentum. But it can also be, you know, you're trying to create memories with all this thing. And it can be something you can earmark for the rest of the year if you can take down an SEC opponent. That's what our league has become to be. You know, and then a lineup that's led by a kid named Galassi, who's a senior too, left-handed hitter. Really hit for some power last year. He had 10 home runs and hit well over 300. And so they kind of got a senior go-to guy, went on defense and went on offense today. And so I wouldn't expect these guys to be too intimidated. I think for both clubs, it's going to be a matter of, you know, controlling that adrenaline and having yourself in the right frame of mind, not being too geeked up about opening day. And then also, you know, neither coach is going to be supremely happy with how cleanly the game is played because it's early in the year and there's going to be some mistakes. And I'm sure Western Illinois has not been out on the field that often with their weather up there.
You've got a first-year head coach, so I would imagine you get a feel for personnel, but style of play, there could be a couple of wrinkles thrown your way, don't you think?
Yeah, big asterisks all over the scouting report of, hey, this is what we got, or this is the video shows this, but this is a new staff. So very aggressive offensively last year, but that could be totally different. And Andy takes the helm with a lot of good experience at the schools he's been at, you know, Evansville and Butler. And he also worked for a scouting service. He's a good dude, and he definitely knows baseball. So I don't think anyone's going to be overwhelmed on their side, and they'll definitely be well coached. So it's good for us opening day because we need to be challenged these next 4 weeks to be prepared for what's ahead of us.
So it's a 2 o'clock first pitch today, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and then noon on Sunday. Coach, it's here. Can't wait to see you at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Good luck to the Volunteers and good luck with everything.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to seeing everybody that comes out to the park during the spring, and hopefully we make our own luck.